tzaddik wants to analyze the power and the kilkul of Amalek as they attacked the Jewish people, and what was the source, what was the reason, what was the weakness of Klal Yisrael, and what are we coming to fix up on Purim, the tikkun, the rectification. And he starts by saying, Umashe biksha Esther, yinosein gam mochar la Yehudim asher b'shushan lasos kedas hayom. He wants to know, why is it that Esther in the second Mishteh requests from Ahasuerus another day for the Jews to gather together and destroy their enemies? And the answer is, says the Brit Tzaddik, because Ahasuerus himself said to her at the first Mishteh, Ma bakashaseich od viteos. The word od here indicates that there was another bakasha here, something in addition. In other words, it's not enough what they had destroyed amongst their enemies. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I correct myself. This is not at the Mishnah, but after the Yeshua and after the Jews in all the provinces had taken up arms against the enemies of the Jews. Now Ahasuerus turns to Esther and asks, Ma bakashaseich od? In other words, it's not enough. Whatever destruction they wrought upon their enemies until now, that's not sufficient. And the goal is what we call lahatil pachad shel Mordechai al atzorim, so that the enemies of the Jewish people would be overwhelmed with fear in terms of the power of Mordechai. And the Pritzadik claims that the Melech here is a hint, is an allusion to Melech Malchei Amloch, the Malko Shel Olam. This is a Gili Das V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, that whatever the Jews did to be Mesakein their Avera, it wasn't enough. They need another day to complete that Tikkun process. In the language of the Pritzadik, Yinosen gam mochal ayudim asher b'shushan lasos kedas hayom, whom ipneisha her gisha, she felt mimasha amar lo melech, based on what the melech said to her, umabaka shaseich od v'teos, vaday rotzon melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu. Because anytime it says the word melech stam in the Megillah without any description, the intention is to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lasos od eiz a tikkun l'doros. They needed more of a tikkun. And when he adds the word l'doros, perhaps he's alluding to the Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin Sholcholem Estel Chachomim Kavuni l'doros, Kisuni l'doros. So this tikkun is not just limited to the Jews at that time in Shushan against their enemies. This is a tikkun for all generations. V'skila bazesh etzorch lahosiv od yom echad b'shushan. She understood that there was a necessity to add another day in Shushan. And the day here is not just the day at that moment, but the day for all generations. L'ha'oras hanes, there's a light of the miracle. Now's the time. Every year we have a light, a certain potential inherent in the day from that miracle that took place on that day. Upnimius ha'inyon yuvan, and to analyze it on a deeper level, b'mesha amru b'gemara, this is the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Reish Lakish Pasach Le, Pischa Lahai Parshas Amihacha. Reish Lakish would introduce the parsha, the geres of Purim, by analyzing, by darshaning a pasuk in the fourth parak of Yirmiyah. And the Brit Tzaddik says that there were two psichos lahai parshasa, one after the other. The Gemara presents first the psicha of Reish Lakish, and following that the Psicha Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, analyzing this pasuk in Yirmiya, Dov Shokek. First it starts with Ari Nohem, and then it goes on to Dov Shokek. So we start with this lion, then we go to this bear, and Reish Lakish says that the Ari Nohem, the end of the pasuk is Moshel Rasha Al Amdal. The Ari Nohem is Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, because about Nebuchadnezzar, the Navi says Ola Aryeh Misavcho. So the Aryeh is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar Dov Shokek Ze Achashverosh. And this pasuk, I mentioned Yirmiya is only the Gzeres Shavah to tell me what Aryeh is, but the pasuk itself is in Mishlei in Perek Chav Ches. And how do we know that Dov Shokek is an allusion to Achashverosh Dechsiv Bei, a pasuk in Daniel? V'aru Chiva Achre Chagiga Dami L'Dov. And the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef that this is a reference to Parsim, Sha'ochlim V'Shosim Kidov. They eat and they drink like a bear. The end of the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Moshel Rasha, and Reish Lakish says that's a reference to Haman, Al Am Dal Eli Yisrael Shem Dalim Min HaMitzvos. So that the Drasha and the introduction to Igeres Purim of Reish Lakish is an indication that the weakness of Klal Yisrael with regard to mitzvos, we'll see soon what mitzvos encompasses, that in a sense invites our enemies against us, whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, whether it's Haman, Achashverosh, Haman. Then he says, Rabbi Elazar pasuk lei pischa lahai parshasa mehacha. Rabbi Elazar has a different pasuk from Koheles as an introduction to Yeres Purim, and once again we're trying to figure out what is the weakness, the deficiency of Klal Yisrael brings upon them, the enemies, the adversaries. The pasuk in Koheles says, Baal Tzasayim Yimach HaMikra U'Beshiflus Yadayim Yidlaf HaBayis. And the word atzaltayim is a reference to atzlus, to a certain laziness, so to speak, a lack of energy. Says Rabbi Lazar, shelo osku b'torah, that they were not dedicated properly to the study of Torah. And as a result, nase sonu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. The pasuk says, yi mach. Now, what does this mean? Sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. And then it says, V'ein mach ela ani. And then it says, and the Gemara darshins that the word mach refers to an ani from the end of Sefer Vayikra. It says, V'ein machu me'erkecha. Then it says, V'ein mikra ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar Hamakara b'mayim al Yosef, a pasuk in Tehillim. Now, the first introduction here, that of Reish Lakish, refers to Dalim min haMitzvos. The second, Rabbi Eliezer, refers to weakness in the study of Torah. Says the Pritzadik Lechore, Ein Shum Shaychus Psicha Zu Inyan HaMegila. The pasuk in Koheles, which serves as the introduction for Rabbi Lazar, does not have any reference, any allusion to anything relevant to the Megillah, because he doesn't darshan it in terms of Achashverosh, Haman. Shlo Nizkar Vaposuk Shum Remez Lachashverosh VaHaman. And this is the problem that the Pritzadik wants to address. In any event, one comment to the Marsha On the Gemara Megillah is important. The Marsha says that Hainu Bishvil Bittel Torah Shahayu Biyoso Adar Nischaivu Kloya, that the drasha of Rabbi Lazar is to emphasize that the gzera against the Jewish nation was because they were chayev. Why were they chayev? Because of Bittel Torah. The Yuvan Zeh, going back to the Brit Tzadik, Al Pima Shah Omri quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Omra B'lozo Mishum Rabbeno, Ma'adich Siv Ashreichem, this Apostle in Yeshayo, Anovi Ashreichem Zorei El Kolmayim Mishalchei Regal Ashor V'chamor. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ashreichem Yisrael, V'zman Shauskim B'torv G'milas Chasodim, Yitzram Mosur B'yodam. The Einheim Mesurim Biyad Yitzron. The Yetzer here is a reference to not only temptation to evil, but also to the general adversaries of the Jewish people that try to trip them up, not only spiritually, but also physically. And the way to protect Klal Yisrael against the Yetzer Hara is through Esek HaTorah and Gemilas Chasodim. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this? Shenemar Ashreichem Zorek Al Kol Mayim Ein Zriya El Tztaka. That based on a pasuk in Hosea, he proves that the word Zriya is a code word for Tztaka. Shenemar Zaru Lachem Litztaka V'kitzru Lefi Chesed. So we have in this pasuk Ashreichem Zorek Zorah is reference to Tztaka. I'll call Mayim Ein Mayim El Torah Shenemar Hoy Poskim Yishai Hoy called Tzomei Lechula Mayim. And the punchline of this drasha of Rabbi Yochanan is that the way Klal Yisrael could successfully defeat the Yetzer Hara is through Esek HaTorah and Gemilas Chasodim, specifically Tztaka. Says the Pritzadik, Ve'inyan Aremez al Yetzer Hara, Kosu Rashi Vitosvis. Rashi there, on the Pasuk Mishalchei Regel, says, Mishalchin U'mashlichim Ragle Yetzer Hara Habal Adam Alehem. Yetzer Hara Karui Oreach, Orach, Kirichsiv Vayovo Haloch Leish Hashir. Tosis says Yitzhar Mosur Biodom Dorishlem Mishalche Regel Yitzhar Nikra Orach Kirichsiv Vayovo Haloch Leish Hashir. In any event, both according to Rashi and Tosvas, the word, the term Regel here is Miloshan Hiluch. The Yetzer Hara is considered this Oreach, and there's a Hiluch here. Kedichsiv Vayovo Haloch, the Pasuk that we mentioned before, Vayovo Haloch, which is a Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Amar Rav, the Gemara says, Bitchila Karo Halach. Halach is an overderech. He doesn't necessarily take up any temporary residence amidst you. He's on his way, he's a traveler. But Ubasof Koro Oreach, he's considered, Rashi says, an achsanoi. So at the first level, he's just a holech, then he becomes a little bit more permanent. Ubasof Koro Ish. Ish means he becomes the Baal HaBayis, he becomes the owner, the host. Shenemar vayovo haloch leish hashir v'yachmo lakachas mitzonu v'koro lasos l'oreach v'ksiv v'yikach es kivsas ha'ish harosh v'yas v'yase lo'ish haba alav elav. In other words, the Yetzer Hara goes through three stages. First he's a holech, then he's a oreach, then finally he's the ish. And the the thrust of this drasha is to establish that for Klal Yisrael to save themselves, protect themselves from the Yitzhar, they need Torah, and they need Gemilus Chasadim, and this is all alluded to by the Meshalchei HaRegel, which is the Yitzhar, which is considered the Holech. And the school here of Torah Gemilus Chasadim is the main power and protection against the Yitzhar. And the Yitzhar in this context, as we'll see in the Pritzadik, is Amalek. V'aikar, he says, Al klipas amolek. This is the contamination of the power of amolek. Shenikra helech ke'oreach. Berifui yodayim. Here the Pritzadik quotes a tanchuma, and in his Pirish in Dvarim he adds the following. He says, V'yeshlomar sheshalosh klipos halol amolek v'sichon v'og heima keneged hashlosha toarim shal yetzahara shenikra. The yetzahara is considered a helech, an oreach, and finally an ish. And those three stages of the yetzahara parallel those three klipos called Amolek, Sichon, and Og. And klipas Amolek be etzem hu neged tor helech shalopal od bishum givun bepol ba nefesh rakis rashlus v'kirus. In other words, the root or the essence of Amolek is to begin the process of bringing the Jew down. Tchilas haknisa lelev ha'adam. This is the first penetration into the heart of man. Lerapos yadav me'avodas Hashem, to weaken him, weaken his grasp in the service of Hashem. And what happens later on, once that initial attack or penetration has had its influence, then later on it's going to be a michshol l'chatoim befall. Right now, the other klipos of Oreach and Ish, they haven't come into fruition yet. We're only at the early stage, but that stage is really the breakthrough stage of the Knisa Lelev HaAdam. That's called the Helech, and that's the klipa of Amalek. The Medrash says, "B'shach Shabbat Amalek Arash Lilochem B'Yisrael Maksiv Sham Vaylochem Im Yisrael Berefidim." Ma'u refidim sherafu yedeim in ator min ha-mitzvahs. In other words, the vayavo amolik vayilochem im Yisrael is the din against the rachamim, which is a result of refidim, of rafu yedeim. Rafu yedeim me'oraisa de kuchabrichu. There was a ripui, there was a general weakness in Torah, and that's where Amalek found its way in to penetrate the heart of Klal Yisrael with their contamination, their attack, their krirus. Zeu says the pre tzadik rachis derech hayetzahara, the aschala, the rachis, the first pitui, the seduction of the yetzahara is atzlus, and that's why this pasuk in Koheles is so critical from the perspective of Rabbi Lazar, because of the opening word in that pasuk of Atzaltayim, which is Atzlus. And then later on, man is tripped up and he falls to sin. So the Reishis Koach HaYetzahara is to bring Atzlus to a person, a certain apathy, a certain lethargic approach or state of mind to Torah learning. This is the Ma'is of the Yetzar B'tchila Lahapil Atzlus Al Ha'adam. And that's the Asher Karcha Baderech. Karcha is Miloshin Krius, to cool off. Instead of being enthusiastic, energetic, it's lethargic, it's apathetic, Mamilus B'Torah, to weaken the dedication to Torah study. That's the Rashis, the Klipa. That's the Klipa that begins the process of the Yetzar penetrating into the heart of man. And that's Amalek, that's the Krius. Mashlich bo krirus v'ripu yadayim in a Torah. That's the Reishis, the Klipa. Then afterwards comes the Chatoim Befa'al. And that's what the Pasuk means in Ki Teitze when it says, Asher Karcha Baderech, that's the Reishis, the Klipa. And Chazal say, Asher Karcha Hifshircha, Asa Oscha Kar Kimayim, Rashi says. Lashon Kar, it's a Lashon of Kriyas, to cool off something that's hot, that's full of zealous passion, to cool off that passion. That's the Hitztananus that is a result of the attack of Hamolek. And this, by the way, has an impact on all the nations. They're able to attack Klal Yisrael because of the success of the Reishis Hamolek. And the on the level of human natural endeavors and operations, in this case the military attack against Klal Yisrael on the part of the other nations, that's a result of the attack of Hamolek that reduced the Pachad, that detonated, if you will, that fear against Klal Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim. But on a deeper level, in terms of Avodas Hashem, in Derech Avoda, this is the Tzitanenus of Klal Yisrael from Avodas Hashem as a result of Asher Karcha Baderech, of the Kriyus Shehikir Oscha Mihislavus. Roy Leos Kol Adam Belibo Kimoked Eish Lifnei Hashem Tomit. The heart of a Jew should be like a fire, a torch, passion. For the Eitzahar's Makaris Ha'odom Uma Atzlo Miloshen Atzlus. And he uses different methods of pituyim to seduce a person. He appears in different guises, in different clothing, malbushim, to fake and to fool the person that he's attacking, until finally succeeds in seducing the person. And that's the Yetzer Hara that creates Atzlus and cools off. That's called Amalek. Amalek is made up of two words. The first word is made up of the first two letters of Am, Ayin Mem, and Am is Miloshen Omemes, Gacheles Omemes. A charcoal that instead of burning is cooling down. And then the last two letters of Amalek are Lamed Kuf, which is lock. And that's called Yored Umesis Olam Umastin. And that's what it means. Vayovo Amalek Berfidim Berifion Yedeim in a Torah Shakarcha Baderech Baderech HaYadua Derech HaYoshar. Hikir oscha v'tzinen oscha lis atzel berifyon yadayim in haTorah v'ata oyef yogea ki hishlech alach alecha atzlus v'tchil yetzahoru lekarer chomo b'avodas Hashem. That's the beginning of the agenda, the power of the yetzahor against the Jew, and that is the klipa of Amalek asher karcha baderech. The Hitztananus b'avodas Hashem, cool off, don't be so excited. And he will employ any method at his disposal to cool off the passion, the Eish, the Moked Eish of the Lev of Yisrael. And that's why Amalek is called in Bamidbar Chavdal Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the Reishis, the Klipa, according to Kabbalah. Reishis Goyim Amalek, the Tchilas HaKlipa. And the Pritzadik understands the Klipa of Amalek is Krirus, that's the Reishis, that's the beginning of the Derech of the Eitzahara. That's the description of the Eitzahara as a Helech. U'memele muvan she'ikar koach Amalek lizgaber al Yisrael chas v'sholom kasher merapim yedeim in haTorah min haMitzvus. The Tanchuma that we mentioned before, that the success, the power of Amalek to overcome the Jewish people, Chas v'Sholom, is Ripui Yedeim in haTorah, Ripui Yedeim in haMitzvus. In other words, since a person, as we saw before, who's Osek b'Torah v'Mitzvus, especially Gemilas Chasadim, he's saved, he's spared, he's protected from the Yetzer Hara, he's a Mashalchei Regel of the Helech. And the Helech, of course, is Amalek. Then we understand that the flip side, the opposite of his askus b'torah gemilus chasod, that's rifyon b'torah, rifyon b'gemilus chasod. That's when the koach li'etzahara of Amalek becomes so much powerful and successful, and that's what Tanchuma means, that Amalek came kasher rofu yedeim and atorah mitzvus loshon the Tanchuma. And when the Tanchuma says merapin yedeim and atorah vehamitzvos, says the Pri Tzadik, ki stam mitzvah, when the word mitzvah appears, nikra b'yushalmi u'midrashim mitzvah tzedaka u'gmilus chasodim. So for example, in the fifth parak of Shkolim, the Yerushalmi speaks about Rav Chinina bar Papa avimaflik b'mitzvah balayla. He went out to do a mitzvah balayla. And the Korban Eidah says that the mitzvah there is the mitzvah of tzedaka. And the Yerushalmi goes on to explain what happened to him on that journey to do the mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. If you take a look at the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah, Oseh Kodesh Baruch Hu lasos tzel v'chupa l'bali mitzvahs eitzel balei haTorah. What's balei mitzvos? It says, my time aki b'tzel hachoch v'tzel kesef, is a reference to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Rashi and Shabbos on Kuf Nun Vav says Stokel Aniim Karile Mitzvah B'chol Loshen Agadita. Anywhere in the Agada, when you see the word mitzvah, it's a reference to Stoka. And the reason for this is, as the Pri Tzadik will explain a little bit further on in this Maimar, Mipnei Shehi No Heges B'chol Odom B'chol Mokom U'B'chol Zman. The mitzvah of Stoka is called Stam Mitzvah because it applies to every person in every station in life and every time in life. And also the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of chesed, include all of the other mitzvahs. Bein onam l'chaveru, that's called mitzvos. Says the Pri Tzadik, v'al zeh hayatainas Haman, this is what Haman, as the archetype of Hamolek, was claiming against the Jewish people with his terrible attack against the Jews. And he writes, based on the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis, that when it says in the third parak of Esther, Haman says, Tachashverosh Yeshno, Am Echad, etc. Yeshno, says the Gemara, Shehem Yeshenim Mina Mitzvahs. That the Yeshno is an allusion to Yoshen, to sleeping. They're sleeping, they're lethargic with regard to mitzvahs. Hisrashlu, according to the Pri Tzadik, min hatztoka, min hachesed, which is stam mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara means to darshan from Yeshno. Amar Lei, so Achashverosh retorts to Haman, and he says, Isbuhu Rabbanon. But they have Talmidei Chachamim, they have great rabbis. V'hainu koach haTorah, they have the power of Torah, and Torah is going to protect them. Amalei am echad hem. They're all the same. Shegam bozeish rifyon yadayim. In other words, am echad means they're all shavim, kulam shavim. And therefore, if the nation of Israel are misrashlim with regard to their mitzvos, then the Talmidei Chacham are also misrashal in their mitzvah, namely in the mitzvah of Torah. The Marsha also interprets it in the similar light there in Megillah when he says, "Am echad kmo shar ha'am she'enon b'mitzvos kach harabonin shebehem enon mekayim b'mitzvos." But again, here the emphasis is on Torah. So we have a double claim here of Haman against the Jewish people, as he presents the Tachashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad, Yeshno is a reference to Yeshenim and HaMitzvahs, and Am Echad is a reference to Yisrashlus B'Koach HaTorah. So we have these two elements, and these are the two psichos to understand the background of Purim, of Megillas Esther, and the Gzeir of Haman. The Pri Tzadik continues, he says, L'chein tiknu anshi knes ha'gdolah shnei anyonim elu b'mitzvahs Purim. With regard to the first attack of Yeshenim b'mitzvahs, meaning the mitzvah of Chesed, the mitzvahs of Tzedakah, and Gemilus Chasodim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established that Purim is going to be a takana on this inyan. L'taken, number one, through Mishlof Manus Matonis Levyonim, the Kilkul in Chesed in Mitzvah Stam Mitzvah Tztaka. And since these Kilkulim were those deficiencies of Klal Yisrael that caused his Gabrus, Klipas Amalek, the power of Amalek to overcome Klal Yisrael. So we need, number one, the Tikkun against the deficiency of Yishenim in HaMitzvahs, Mishloch Manas Matoros of Yonim, L'takin HaKilkul Shal Tzoros Ayin, that they were not forgetting and forgiving and giving to others. That's called Tzoros Ayin. The mitzvah Staka Ugmilus Chasod. What is the essence of Mishloch Manos Ishlerei Ehu? Kemosha Hoya in Yonam Kish Echad L'Hakil Kol Echad Im Chavero. What we need to do is that one Jew helps the other. Hefech ish tsar v'oyev, the opposite of Amalek, tsar v'oyev, who says about the Jewish people, Am Echad Mefuzar, and the Mishloch Manos is going to indicate and cement Reus v'achva, and Nikalu v'nitzolu, to overcome the period levavos of Am Echad Mefuzar Meforad. That's the purpose, the goal, the tikkun of Mishloach Manos against the claim of Amalek. Says the Brit Tzadik, Ve'al ze yirmaz bepsicha, Ari noem ze Nebuchadnezzar. Reish Lakish saw in this pasuk in Mishlei a reference, an allusion to Nebuchadnezzar, Shehichriv beis hamigdash, Vidov shokek, Ze Achashverosh, Dichsiv uvemalchus Achashverosh, Kisvu Sitna. Gamkein levatel binyan beis hamigdash. Both Nebuchadnezzar, who actually destroyed the beis hamigdash, and Achashverosh, who tried to block any endeavor to rebuild the beis hamigdash, both of them attacking the Beis HaMikdash are alluded to in this pasuk in the drasha of Reish Lakish, the pasuk in Mishlei, Ari Noem and Dov Shokek. And then it says Moshe Rasha Zehaman. And it's interesting that the pasuk which the Pri Tzadik is quoting is not in the Gemara itself, but in the next memra, it says Achashverosh, Amar Rav, Achiv Shal Rosh, Uben Gilo Shal Rosh, Achiv Shal Rosh, Achiv Shal Nebuchadnezzar HaRosh, Shenikur Rosh, and Emar, etc. And then, Ben Gilo Shal Rosh, Hereg, who Bikesh Larog, Lahachriv, Bikesh Lahachriv, Malchus Achashverosh, Betchius Malchuso, Kosvus Sitna, Al Yoshvei Yehuda, Vishalayim, Achashverosh was the enemy of the Jewish people. And the Pri Tzadik is really connecting these two memros, and the message that he's trying to convey here is that our drasha, which opens with Nebuchadnezzar Rasha and then concludes with the Gzeirah of Haman, l'chora, those are two historical periods that are separated by quite a bit of time. But the drash of the second drash of the Gemara, which equates Achashverosh to Nebuchadnezzar, that both of them oppose the Beis HaMikdash, that explains the introduction to Igeres Purim of Bittul Beis HaMikdash, and that leads up to the Gzeirah of Haman, which is a result of the deficiency, the Rifyon, in Tztaka and Chesed. And the last part of the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Al am dol elu Yisrael shem shayudalim mina mitzvos." Now Chazal say about Haman that he too is mevatel the binyan beis hamikdash. So he belongs to this group, beginning with the Nebuchadnezzar, continuing with Achashverosh. The Medrash says in the Alkut Shimoni, "Bo livnos beis hamikdash." When they wanted to rebuild the Mikdash, Omar Aleim Haman HaRosha, Hu Ubino. And Haman was mevatel the binyan beis hamikdash during his time. And during the time of Achashverosh, at the beginning of Achashverosh's kingship, Kosvu Sitna, they wrote and spread terrible things, anti-Semitic, in order to be mevatel the binyan beis hamikdash. And the reason why they were successful is Al Amdal is Yisrael Shayudalim min Hamitzvos. And again, Stam Mitzvah is the Mitzvah of Chesed and Tzedakah. And because of this Dalus min Hamitzvos, that's how Haman was able to be Mishtolet and to control them and subjugate the Jewish people. Hainu Stam Mitzvah Shugmilus Chasodim Utzedakah. Shino Heges b'chol Adam b'chol Makom b'chol Zman v'ayidei zeh haya shlitas Amalek zeh Haman. So it means that the shlit of Amalek was a result of Rifyon Yedei min Amitzvus. The shlit of Haman, who represents Amalek, is a result of their weakness. And of course, Haman is Amalek because he comes Mizera Amalek. The pasuk says at the beginning of Esther, Haman ben Amadasa Agagi Mizera Agag Melech Amalek. We read about it in the Haftorah yesterday that as a result of the fact that Shaul failed to kill Agag, he was able to have children, and from that came Haman. And very often in Chazal, Amalek and Haman are interchangeable. For example, you find in the Psikta, Zohar, referring to remembering Amalek, is Keneged Amalek, Keneged Haman. Well, the Tanchuma says, Machal b'olam hazeh, emchal olam haba, zecher zeh Haman, Amalek kemashmo. Haman is the Shoresh of Amalek, he comes from Amalek, and his success against the Jewish people is a result of the fact that Rafu Yudeim min Amitzvah Shal Yudalim min Amitzvah Stam Mitzvahs Gemilus Chasodim and Tzedaka Hanoheges B'chol Adam B'chol Makom U'B'chol Zman. Now let's talk a little bit about Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Says the Pritzada Gamal Yudei Zeh Churban U'Bitul Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Now we can understand, he says, the link between Beis Hamikdash and Tzedakah and Chesed, she'ikar binyan beis hamikdash hu al yedei maisa hamitzvus. Binyan beis hamikdash is identical with maisa hamitzvus. The mefarshim all say that b'chol yom k'sha'odim oved oso yisbach shmo hakol fi maisa bonus yushalayim u binyan beis hamikdash. Every act of Tzedakah, every act of mitzvah is adds a little bit towards the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Yesh bona b'yom echad shura shlema, a person with a lot of mitzvahs, if he takes advantage of the opportunities during the course of a day, he can build an entire row of stones for the Beis Hamikdash. Yesh meniach l'mashal levena achas, one person could build a single brick, and one person could build an entire shura, all reflecting the Avodas Hashem on a daily basis of the Jew, until the Beis Hamikdash may remain and will be rebuilt. Ukmosha Amru. And to prove his point that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is a result of the Maisa Mitzvahs, he invokes the famous Sugya in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis has a drasha on Daf Hei in the name of Bar Kapora, Gdolim Maisei Tzadikim Yoser Mimaisei Shamayim Varetz. As far as creation, the pasuk says, Af Yodai Yosta Oretz V'yamina Tavcha Shamayim Yodai. It's a reference to the hand. With reference to Maisei Yedeim Shal Tzadikim, it says, Mochon L'Shivtcha Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konunu Yodecha. Not Yodi, in singular, but Yodecha in plural. And this is the Maisa of Tzedek, of Tzadikim, that is responsible for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Hashem, Konenu, Yodecha. The Yodecha refers to the Maisa Yodeim Shal Tzadikim. is Karul Amigdash Maisi Yedeim Shal Tzadikim Vahu. In other words, the pashtus of this Maiseim Shal Tzadikim is a reference to Maisim Tovim, the Nedivus Leiv Litzdaka, is Al Derech Sha'amru, as Chazal tell us in the Medrash on V'yichuli Truma, that B'shosh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Al Iskei HaMishkan, Amar L'fan Ribono Shel'Olam Yecholim Hem Yisrael Asoso, can the people of Israel actually build a Mishkan? Amar L'fan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afilu Echad Mi'Yisrael, even one Jew Yachol Asoso, She'nemar Me'eis Kol Isha She'yidvenu Libo, that one single Jew could be responsible for the building of the Mishkan through his Nedivus Leiv. Nedivus Leiv is what creates and builds the Beis HaMikdash, and Nedivus Leiv means a warm and generous heart to do tzedakah. These are the Maaseim Shel Tzadikim, Mikdash Hashem Kodem Yadecha, and Al Yidei Nedivus HaLeiv Bona Beis HaMikdash. V'Omru, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Baba Basra on Daf Yudam and Beis, the famous sugya of tzedakah. Omer Rabbi Yavo, Omer Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shelom Vameh Torum Keren Yisrael, Omer Lo Bechi Tisa. What is Ki Tisa? Hainu Al Yedei Nedivus Leiv Litzedakah. He's referring here to the shkolim that were given as tzedakah, Kmo Shekasav Rashi. Rashi there in Baba Basra says, "Im basa losais rosham ba'agba kach v'yem kofer li tztaka." And this is what the Pri Tzadik means. He says, "Be'emes pasuk mayri mishkolim lemishkan ulemigdash lo nizkar tztaka laniim." The case of shkolim was for the building of the mishkan and the migdash. It was not really designated for tztaka, for poor people. U'mitzvah tztaka emer makam acher, but here it's clear that this pasuk, which refers to the binyan Beis HaMikdash, the binyan HaMishkan, which is built through the Nedivus Leiv, it's a reference to the tzedakah of Klal Yisrael. U'mitzvas mishteh v'simcha shel purim u'letakin ha'kilkul shel atzlus b'yesek ha'torah. If on the one hand the mitzvos of mishloach manos and matanos of yonim are there to rectify the kilkul of mitzvos of chesed, of tzedakah, maisim tovim, then the mitzvah of mishteh and simcha, this is a chiddush on Purim, is the tikkun for their deficiency by being weak and laid back and cooled off with regard to the esek haTorah. Their zest, their enthusiasm for Torah reached a low ebb, and the tikkun for that is mishteh v'simcha. And that's a fascinating concept, that mishteh v'simcha on Purim is essentially connected to Limud HaTorah. And the general understanding before the Pri Tzadik of the Chiyuv of Mishteh V'Simcha on Purim is a result of the Simcha of Kabbalah HaTorah. After all, the Gemara says in Psachim, with regard to Torah, Om Rabbi Lazar Kol Modim Batzeres, on the day of Shavuos of Kabbalah HaTorah, Be'ina Nami Lachem, my timer, Yom Shenitna Bo Torahu. And then the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, who says, Hakol Modim Bepurim, Debe'ina Nami Lachem, my timer, Yom Mishta V'Simcha Ksivbe. And the juxtaposition here, the connection between the statement of Rabbi Lazar and then the statement of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar in the case of Shavuos, of Matan Torah, and Rabbi Yosef in the case of Purim, both require Lachem and Mishteh and Simcha. That seems to be indicative of the connection to Torah, that Purim is connected like the Atzeres to Torah. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that Mar Berei de Ravina Kule Shata V'Yosef B'Tanis L'Bar Me'atzarta Upuria. There were 2 days in the year when he did not fast, that's Shavuos and Purim, and a third day was Maile Yomei de Kippur on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Atzeres Yom Shenit Motorah Puria Yimei Simcha Mishtik Siv. Rashi says there in Psachim Daf Samaches, to be ina nami lachem she yismach bo b'machol uve mishta laharos she noach u'mekubal olav mekubal yom zel Yisrael she nitna bo Torah. And even though Rashi seems to be referring to Atzeres, but it's also l'chora a reference to Purim, as the Shiltos points out, the Machayve Beis Yisrael Lemechal Lemishne Puraya. The Ode Vishbuchi Kamikamal called Nisa the Avnu Kodesh Baruch the Siv Lasos some Yemei Mishta Vesimcha the Adif Yom Yoma de Puraya Ki Yom Shin Nitna Bo Torah. There seems to be a connection here in the Shiltos between the Mishta and Simcha of Purim and the day of giving the Torah. And the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltos, Hamik Shilta, Hamik Shela, he asks, Tzorech Iyun, Lamai Tol Rabosenu, Allah Kippa, Dudomi, L'Atzeres. Where's the connection here to Atzeres? Yom Purim is a day of Nes, it's not a day of Nesinas HaTorah. Eloha Inyan says the Netziv, Mishum Deisa V'Shabas Peches, Hodor Kiblua Bimea Chashverosh. That during the time of Achashverosh, they again, a second time around, accepted the Torah. This time, the Ava, Besimcha, Mishum Hachi, Chashivi, Katzeres. And therefore, Purim is like Shavuos, Yom Shenit Bo Torah. And if that be the case, we understand well why Mishta and Simcha on Purim are a rectification, a correction of the deficiency of atzlus, of weakness, of that lethargic, laid-back attitude in Esek HaTorah, because the Mishta and Simcha of Purim, as a tikkun for the kilkul of atzlus, represents the Simcha of Kabbalah HaTorah, because on Purim, there was a second, a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah, the Gemara in Shavuos, in Shabbos. The Alderch Shenemar, now the Pritzadik quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Kol Yemei Anye Roim, and the pasuk says, Tov Lev Mishte Tomid. The Gemara Baba Basra brings a number of Nimsholim here from this pasuk, Kol Yemei Anye Roim, Zebal Gemara, V'Tov Lev Mishte Tomid, Zebal Mishnah, Rav Amar Ipcha, Rav Ez, the other way around, Rav Chanina Amar, Kol Yemei Anye Roim, Zeshiyeshlo Isha Ra, Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, Zeshiyeshlo Isha Tov, Rav Yane Omer Kol Yimei Ani Roim, Ze Istinis, Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, Zeshe Daito Yofe, Rav Yochanan Omer Kol Yimei Ani Roim, Ze Rachamon, Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, Ze Achzori, Rav Yishuben Levi Omer Kol Yimei Ani Roim, Zeshe Daito Ktsar, Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, Ze Shadaito Rechava. In any event, there are many different interpretations in Chazal to this very same pasuk in Mishlei, and the difference between Kol Yimei Ani Roim and Tov Lev Mishta Tomid. The Pri Tzadik is going to offer his take on this, his interpretation, and based on the premise that Mishta is Chizuk B'Limud Torah, Mishta is a mashal for Limud Torah, is related to Limud Torah. We find, for example, in Mishlei it says, Lechu lachmu, belachmi, ushsuyayin mesechti. And we'll see that the Mefarshim understand mesechti to refer to mesechti, to Torah study. And this appears in many places, in Gemara Brachas, Gemara Chagiga. And the Pri Tzadik is adding that even someone who studies Torah, if his study of Torah is ba'atzlus, it's what we call muat leprakim. He does a limited amount of Torah from time to time, just occasionally. That's not enough. He's got to be b'mishta tamid. He's got to be mischazik. He's got to be misgaber b'torah. That's what it means, lahogan. That's the inyan of mishta v'simcha, chizuk tmidi, an ongoing, continuous chizuk in Torah. And mishta and simcha is a remez, the content of which is his chaskus belimura Torah. And the Pri Tzadik says, Ein Ani, what does it mean? Kol Yimei Ani Roim. That's a remez to what the Gemara says in the Dharma, Ein Ani Ela Bidea, someone who's missing the knowledge, in this case, the knowledge of Torah. That's what the Pri Tzadik understands. Ani Bedas is a reference to Divrei Torah. And when it says Deah, it doesn't say Torah. It's a combination of Haskel, of intelligence, of knowledge of Torah, and at the same time, Lechabe Divrei Torah Koroi, to have a certain attitude and respect for Torah and awe of Torah. And if a person doesn't have that attitude of respect and awe of love of Torah, the adoration, the respect for the significance of Torah as number one on his priority list, then his limud will be berifyon, it'll be be'atzlus, here and there, occasional. And that's not good. That's already kol yimei ani roim. Roim means ani bedas. She'eno sam alev yakrus hadivrei Torah. Kol yom of Rome. If he doesn't have the appreciation for the significance of Torah, the Yakrus, as a high priority list, then he's an ani bedas. His limud Torah is incomplete. It's atzlus. It needs chizuk. And he says, afilu b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim. The Gemara refers even to days which a person is not involved in malacha. And on these days of Shabbos, Yom Tov, the days Yom Mekudoshim, Nitnu Lasok B'Torah, these were days that were given for Esek HaTorah, V'lo Yoel Leha'ani B'das Lehetiv Libo. The end of this pasuk is we saw Tov Lev Mishte Tamid. And the emphasis here is on the word Tamid. The Tov Lev is the person who's Osek B'Divrei Torah Tamid. And the Gemara tells us, the Gemara here that he's referring to in Ksubis, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Yimei Ani Royim. So what does it mean, Kol Yimei Ani Royim? Vayika Shabbosos V'yomim Tovim. In other words, even an Ani has some pleasure, some enjoyment and delicacies on Shabbos and Yontif. Kidishmuel D'Yomar Shmuel, Shinivesas Tchilas Kol Yimei Ayim. According to the Pritzadik, the reference is here, Kol Yimei Ani Royim, to an Ani Bedas, that even on Shabbos and Yontif, even though he's learning Torah, that's not enough. It's Kol Yom of Royim, because the Torah is Mu'etes, it's very limited. It's Be'atzlus U'Berifyon. We need his Chaskus B'Torah Tomit. That's Yom of Tomim. That's going to be Tov. That's going to be a fulfillment and implementation of Tov Lev Mishteh Tomid, Tovlev Hainu Mishosik B'Divrei Torah Tomid. Al Derech Sha'amru, this we find in the Medrash in Rus, it says, Al Masha Nemar, Vayitav Libo, in the third parak of Rus, it says, Vayitav Libo, Sha'osak B'Divrei Torah. And when we talk about Mishteh Tomid, that's what the Pasuk in Mishle that we mentioned before, Ushsu B'Yein Mesechti, that's what it's referring to. And of course, again, this emphasis on Talmud Torah, based on the famous Yerushalmi of Lo Nidnu Shabbosos V'Yom Tov Me'el Lasuk V'Yom B'Divrei Torah, that's not enough, says the Pritzadik. That dedication to some extra learning of Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, with all due respect, but it's not really going to do it. It's the Vayitav Libo, which again is referring to Boaz, when it says Vayochel Boaz Vayoshes Vayitav Libo, and Chazal say in the Medrash Sha'osek B'Divrei Torah, Tovlo Torah Picha, Vayitav Libo Sha'osek B'Divrei Torah, Torah is considered Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Uksiv Lechu Lachmu Belachmi. This is all a reference to Tov, to Torah. And when it says Kitov Lev Amelech B'Yayin, the Medrash in Esther says Kitov Libo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yeno Shal Torah. And now we get to the pasuk in Mishle that we mentioned before in Perek Tes. It says Chachmos Binsa Besa Bansa Besa Chatzva Amudeh Shiva Tovcha Tivcha and Mascha Yena, that the Arichas HaShulchan and Shulchan Arosel and all this is Lechu Lachmu B'Lachmi Ushesu B'Yein Masachti. And he says the following, V'al Yidei Shemesim HaDivrei Torah Libo because he's so dedicated to Torah study, and he adores it, he loves it, he recognizes its absolute critical significance to him. He said, "But gam kein asimcha." So we have the Mishnah Tumid, we have the Simcha, Kvo Shenemar, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, and Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, and the Pasukim Tilim is an allusion to Simcha of Torah. So the Mishnah is Ischaskus B'Torah, and the Simcha is also Ischaskus B'Torah, and as a result of his dedication, his love for Torah, he reaches the level of Simcha. And Yishrei Lev is a person who's osek b'divrei Torah. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Pekudei Hashem yisharim mesamchei lev miyashrim es halev." Chazal say, "Vayashrus halev ayidei divrei Torah." To be straight with one's heart, that's through divrei Torah. Shu nivla b'lev, that the Torah itself permeates his heart and enters into his very soul. And this is what it means when we say Or Zarul Atzadik Lishalev Simcha Tzadikim have the Or Zarul Atzadik. It's the Or of Torah V'Yishrei Lev on this very high level, the Zochet to Simcha, and the Tzadikim are the Lomdei Torah. The Yishrei Lev are those who reach that level where Divrei Torah are Nivloim B'Domam. They become one with Torah, that highest level of a unity with Torah. Their very personalities are transformed to a personality of Torah. And that's what it means, Mishim is Gaber, Misamitz, Belimud Torah, is Mesim Torah Libo. He is the person who Zocha to Simcha, to true joy. And there's a reference here to Lishrei Lev Simcha. Tov Lev Mishte Tamid is a Chizuk Tamid B'Divrei Torah. And specifically in the month of Adar, B'Chodesh Adar, Hazman Lizkos Li'or Torah Sheval Peh, Shehu Shesu B'Yayin Masechti. Torah Sheval Peh is the hidden Torah, and it's compared to Yayin, the Yayin of Torah, which is the Torah Sheval Peh, to delve deeper and reveal the secrets of the Torah. That's Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. The Tov Lev is Divrei Torah. The Mishteh Tamid is Torah Shebal Peh, the Yayin of Torah Shebal Peh. It needs an absolute dedication, a Chiv Tmidi, and therefore Mishteh Tamid. The Ramah concludes his presentation of Hilchos Purim by quoting this pasuk, Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. That Divrei Torah should be Nivla B'Domo B'Libo, and that's a Chiv Tmidi V'Gisabo Yomam V'Laila. This is what Chazal wanted to darshan in their introduction to Igeres Purim from the Pasuk in Koheles Bal Tzatayim Yomecha Yimach HaMikra B'Shvil Atzus Shehoilem L'Yisrael Shelo Osku B'Torah Nase Sono shall Kodesh Baruch Hu Mach V'Ein Mikra El HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shenema HaMikra B'Mayim Al Yosef. And the foundations of Kal Yisrael could fall if there's no Isaskus B'Torah, says the Pritzadik. And that's what it means when Chazal say Hamakore, which is the roof, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Zohar says, Amar Rav Shimon Li'ela V'tata Kitrug HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dahavi Li'ela. So this is a discussion here about the Zohar, and in Birtz Hashem we'll try to pick this up in the conclusion shir and get back to the difference between Yudalit B'Adar and Shushan Purim to understand and appreciate how each one of these days of Purim corresponds to another Rifyon and another Tikkun, one for the mitzvos and Chesed specifically, the other for Esek HaTorah. And in Mirtz Hashem will conclude this presentation of the Pritzadik a little bit later on in the next shir. Thank you very much.